The U.S. Supreme Court sided this morning with a high school football coach who claimed the right to pray on the 50-yard line after each game, joined by those players who wanted to participate. The 6-3 decision was the latest example of the court's conservative supermajority requiring more accommodation for religion in public schools and less separation between church and state. Joining us now to discuss the ruling is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, the court's conservatives and liberals were split on yet another hot-button issue. What do the justices say?
Well, writing for the conservatives today, Justice Neil Gorsuch said that the school relied exclusively and improperly on concerns that the prayers would be viewed as a religious endorsement by the school. He said the school district had not shown that students had been coerced into praying, and he said barring Coach Kennedy from praying on the 50-yard line at the end of each game was a form of hostility to religion in violation of the Constitution. And here's exactly what he said, quote, "Respect for religious expressions is indispensable to life in a free and diverse republic. Here, a government entity sought to punish an individual for engaging in a personal religious observance based on a mistaken view that it has a duty to suppress religious observance even as it allows comparable secular speech."
Now, the court's three liberals, you know, the dissenters, what do they say?
Writing for them, Justice Sonia Sotomayor said that Coach Kennedy's prayer was neither private speech nor benign. She said the court has long recognized that students are particularly vulnerable to coercion when it comes to school prayer. In this case, players, she said, certainly know that they depend on the coach for playing time, school recommendations, etc. And in this case, she said the majority had misconstrued the record to avoid the clear conclusion that there was coercion. After all, she noted Kennedy had a long record of leading students in prayer and being told not to do it, and the court, she said, also ignored record evidence of disruption caused by his continued insistence on praying with students after the game. The decision, she said, does a disservice to schools and the young citizens they serve, as well as to our nation's longstanding commitment to the separation of church and state.
Tell us about the assistant coach at that public school and how this case came to the high court.
It started in 2015 when school administrators in Bremerton, Washington, told Coach Kennedy to stop praying on the field at the end of the game. But he refused. By the time of the homecoming game, his media appearances had made him something of a celebrity, and things in Bremerton had gotten so tense that despite police at the game, the mainly pro-prayer crowd mobbed the field, knocking over some of the band members and cheerleaders. Coach Kennedy, surrounded by TV cameras and some players, knelt to pray on the field while a state legislator placed his hand on Kennedy's shoulder in support of the school, and to support Coach Kennedy. And at the time, it was such a scene that the school principal later compared it to a, quote, zoo. The school continued to tell Kennedy and his lawyers that it wanted to accommodate his desire to pray, but it wanted a less public demonstration of faith because it said the post-game prayers would be seen as a school endorsement of religion. Anyway, Kennedy eventually lost his job, and he sued.
And quickly, just a few seconds here, what are the implications?
The current court is the most pro-religion of any court in nearly 70 years, according to recently compiled research. And I guess I should leave it there.
That's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, as always, thanks.
Thanks, eh?